Well, what about a long dry spell when in the summertime when it doesn't rain? The farmers say, well, it looks like we're having a dry. Okay. If you go out and the wind has not been blowing very hard and it's starting to blow, you say, well, it looks like the wind is what? Would you say picking up or getting stronger?
Yeah, I guess
rising.
So. And I guess wind's rising is what I guess we'd say.
And if it's been blowing pretty hard and it looks like it's not going to blow hard anymore, you say, well, I think it's going
to calming down.
Okay. And if you go out in, say, December and early in the morning when the air kind of just cuts right through you, you say, oh, it sure is what this morning?
Sure is cold.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say snappy or...
Oh, yes. Or it's... snappy or it's cold or it's freezing or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. And sometimes you kill hogs after the first what?
The first frost.
Okay.
You know, November's when we always try to kill our hogs after the first cold spell come in November. Because they can kill hogs in November and you won't lose none of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about when we kill ours. Did you have many... what they call killing frosts back during the harvest time?
Oh, yes, yeah. We used to did. We've not had much this time, but we used to did.
I think the weather's changing.
I think so, too. Well, I know we've not had no cold weather this time.
I read about, and I remember my granddad telling me about the winters that they had, and we just don't ever have bad winters.
No, we don't. Now, Joe's daddy was in the Civil War, you know. Mm-hmm. And he is laying out, and he got under a tree had blown over, you know, got in the hole there, you know. And he woke up the next morning, everything was covered in snow, and he's covered up.
Well, I just don't think it gets as cold as it
does. I just don't think it does either. Mm. I just don't think we didn't have too much cold weather last year.
I heard on the radio the other day over in Florence, they were talking about when the back, many years ago, the Tennessee River used to freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And I don't believe I've ever seen anything like
well,
that.
Well, I don't think I ever have either. I've seen the creeks and things freeze over, but I never have seen Tennessee River.
You never? Did you ever have the water in your well freeze?
No.
I always ask that because I don't believe water ever freezes.
No, I don't think so. It's down in the ground, mm-hmm. and I don't think it. You can draw it up, and it's always kind of warm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't. And you can draw it up in the summertime, and it's always getting cold. You know.
Right. You might say if you're talking about freezing or water freezing, you might say last night it got so cold that the lake what did what.
Lake froze.
Okay. Let's see. The water in our well has never what?
It's never froze, I don't reckon.
Okay. And going back now to the house again, about how high would you say the ceilings were in your house?
The one that we had last
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I guess they built the houses with ceiling pretty high then. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'd say it was 6 or 8 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was. Mm-hmm. It might have been higher than that. I don't know.
They built them with high ceilings. I think keep them cooler in the summer.
Yeah, uh-huh. They was all built with high ceilings. But I just couldn't remember about that.
What about a real heavy rain that doesn't last for very long but just pours down? What would you call that?
Call it a shower, I reckon.
Okay. You ever hear any joking names for it, like a goose drowner or a frog stranger?
Yeah, frog stranger and things like that. Yes, I've heard the remarks like that, but it's just